news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate passed a budget resolution early before dawn Friday morning that includes President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the concurrent resolution as amended is adopted.
The approval came after a 15-hour vote-a-rama during which senators pushed through dozens of amendments. Now the bill goes back to the House, which passed its budget bill on Wednesday and is expected to act quickly on the Senate bill. Once the budget resolution is finalized over the next couple of weeks, the House and Senate will craft the actual coronavirus package and insert that into the budget reconciliation measure, thereby avoiding a filibuster. Under the reconciliation rules, the Democratic majorities in both chambers will be able to push through the relief package with simple majorities, with or without Republican votes. Democrats are hoping to pass this relief legislation by mid-March. So while that was going on in the Senate on Thursday, the House was voting to strip Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments due to her past comments spreading violent and hateful conspiracy theories and worse. The vote happened after a lengthy debate featuring some really powerful testimony. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer brought a poster, an enlargement of a Facebook post by Marjorie Taylor Greene with a picture of her holding an AR-15 aimed at AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar. He carried it over to the Republican side of the chamber to make sure they could all see the image that he was talking about.
Mr. Speaker, I urge my colleagues to look at this image. I heard about motherhood today. Two of those women, between them, have six children. They're mothers. One of them does not have children, and she's come to this body asking for more housing for people, for more health care for people, for more income for people. How awful. And they're not the squad. They're Ilhan. They're Alexandria. They're Rashida. They are people. They are our colleagues. And yes, you may have disagreements. And this is an AR-15 in the hands of Ms. Green. This was on Facebook just a few months ago.
When it was all over, 11 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 230-199 vote that stripped Green of both of her committee assignments. Before the vote, Green spoke in what was supposed to be an apology of sorts, but wasn't. She acknowledged that the 9/11 attacks absolutely happened and that school shootings are absolutely real. She raised eyebrows with this weird statement.
A lot of Americans don't trust our government. And that's sad. The problem with that is, though, is I was allowed to believe things that weren't true. And I would ask questions about them and talk about them.
Allowed to believe things that weren't true? Allowed to? And then there was this non sequitur.
And I thought, finally, maybe this is someone that will do something about the things that deeply bother me, like the fact that we're so deeply in debt that our country has murdered over 62 million people in the womb.
Huh? Well, Green's contrition wasn't enough for the Democrats, who said her embrace of the bogus QAnon conspiracy theory and her social media posts approving violence against prominent Democrats were the type of rhetoric that fueled the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol. These votes were, as all full House floor votes are, done in the open. Different results from their vote on Wednesday regarding Liz Cheney's future in Republican leadership. When it was a secret ballot, Republicans overwhelmingly supported Liz Cheney and kept her in the number three spot in House leadership for the Republican Party, despite her vote to impeach Trump. But when their votes were disclosed, as in the case of Marjorie Taylor Greene, it seems that many of them suddenly lose their spines. The final vote was 230-199, with only 11 Republicans voting with all the Democrats to strip Greene of her committees. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's impeachment trial begins next week. House impeachment managers, led by Congressman Jamie Raskin, requested that Trump testify, but his legal team quickly rejected the invitation, arguing that since Trump is now a private citizen, the proceedings are unconstitutional. House impeachment managers could try to subpoena Trump, but both parties are pushing for a speedy trial, so it might be difficult to get the Senate majority required to do that. The impeachment officially gets underway on Monday, the trial beginning on Tuesday. After the vote in the House to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from committees, they still had some work to do. On Monday night, in a 90-minute-long emotional and devastating live stream on Instagram, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recounted her experience on January 6th when she thought she was going to die at the hands of the insurrectionists. So she organized a special order hour on the House floor that unfolded Thursday night as close to a dozen of her colleagues shared their experience of that day. There were very powerful and moving statements from Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush. And this from somebody I'd never heard of before, Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota. Just listen to this.
We know what it feels like searching for something, anything with which to defend ourselves. And realizing a pencil is about all we had. And we know what it feels like thinking that it's a real possibility that we would not see our families and loved ones again. We won't forget. We won't forget. But I'm not here this evening to seek sympathy or just to tell my story, rather to make a public apology for recognizing that we were sitting ducks in this room as the chamber was about to be breached. I screamed to my colleagues to follow me across the aisle to the Republican side of the chamber so that we could blend in, so that we could blend in. For I felt that the insurrectionists who were trying to break down the doors right here would spare us if they simply mistook us for Republicans. But within moments, I recognized that blending in was not an option available to my colleagues of color. So I'm here tonight to say to my brothers and sisters in Congress and all around our country, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. For I had never understood, really understood, what privilege really means. It took a violent mob of insurrectionists and a lightning bolt moment in this very room. But now I know. Believe me, I really know.
Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota. Thank you. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.